Where's the beer? Whose bland life is it anyway? In association with Sterling Creations and VIP Tech Productions present Ask Donna. Donna Jordan answers your questions and offers you tips and tricks on being an author, an expert, a sight loss coach, and an advocate.
Greetings, everybody. My name is Donna Jo Jotham, and I am your host of the Ask Donna Show. Yep, week 4 of July is finally here, folks, and I can't believe it. Oh, goodness, goodness, goodness. I hope that everyone has had a great month of July. Baking, cooking, enjoying the outdoors, barbecuing, playing in the park, picnicking in the park, going to the beach, going to the cottage, just maybe some road trips, all kinds of things for you to do in the month of July. Thank you to everyone who has or have taken the time to come in and listen to me, especially in the month of July when, you know, you should be out there doing other things. But thank you for coming in to listen to me. Thank you for your thoughts, your suggestions, your comments, your feedback. Whether they be good, bad, or indifferent, I listen to them all. I read them all. And I really take what you're telling me very, very seriously. Thank you to my dear friend, Victor. Victor, I hope you're enjoying your summer. And I hope that you're not too busy. The summer is a time, I guess, you're busy doing outdoor things, but you're also busy relaxing. Why not, eh? Right, so, like I said, for week 1, we had Ask the Blogger, where I shared tips with you on bullying, talked about spreading awareness of bullies and bullying and how to deal with bullies and bullying. And in the Ask the Blogger show, I also gave you tips on entrepreneurship and tips on scams and scammers, and I shared a thought with you as well. But I'm not going to let the cat out of the bag for this show, because I think it'd be great if you can go back and listen to it. For week 2, we had Ask the Coach, and what we talked about was I shared tips with you from my Donna's Diary, Donna's Did You Know Diary, a bit of this and a bit of that. I gave you a plethora of tips on different things. And for week 3, which was last week, it was Ask the Homemaker. It was all about bananas. Not one of my favorite fruits, but I sucked it up and decided to share with you various tips on bananas. And you will see from that show that bananas is a very versatile type of fruit. Okay? You can use it in your recipes. You can use it in your garden to attract hummingbirds and butterflies, and to fertilize the soil of your plants, and also to treat such things as bug bites, psoriasis, even acne, and to help you if you are interested in making natural beauty products. You can use bananas in combination with avocado, eggs, and so on and so on, but you got to listen to know what I said about making natural beauty products with bananas. And I talked about other things, using bananas to polish the silver and to have a quick shoe shine. So please return to show number 3, week 3 of my show, and you'll hear more about bananas. Alright, now let me once again introduce you to my special offer. It is all about sharing your information with your fellow listeners, and I would be happy to receive your submissions, no more than 150 words. Send your submissions to me at askdonnaonblindlife@gmail.com, and my editors and I will review your submissions, and as long as it does not contain any foul language, like I said, no more than 150 words, we would be delighted to circulate your submission on my shows, my monthly shows. That is for the month. So you have three choices. You can either have me circulate your announcement on two of my Dining with Donna shows, or two of my Ask Donna shows, or one each of my Ask Donna show and my Dining with Donna show. So you have three choices, but you gotta state in your email which choice you would prefer. And for the very affordable price of $5 for the month, I would be pleased and delighted to share your submission. I will make the announcement on air, and I will also post them to our social media channels. We're now up, I did a check, we're over 13,000 users, or readers, or listeners, all combined. Free of charge to you. You have access to over 13,000 listeners, / readers, / users, everything across my social media channels. So for the paltry sum of $5 a month, you can do this. Send your submissions to me at askdonnaonblindlife@gmail.com. When we approve it, we will let you know. You will then submit your payment to us at PayPal, or send your payment to PayPal@donnajohnham.com. PayPal@donnajohnham.com. Okay? Alright. Now, for this week, we are going to be in the role of Ask the Reviewer. And Ask the Reviewer really deals with a product review and a book review. So let's start off with the product review. And it's all about, it's the 6-in-1 multi opener. And I bought this opener last year from the Blind Mice Mega Mall store. So if you go to www.blindmicemegamall.com, there you would see the 6-in-1 multi opener. Okay? This is a very versatile opener. It is manual, it is not electric. It should be one of the main kitchen gadgets that you have in your kitchen. Like I said, it's versatile. It's the ultimate kitchen gadget in my point of view. It opens jars, it opens bottles. Okay. It opens metal bottle caps, plastic bottle caps, okay? And it can also open pull tabs and bags, okay? And it can also be used to open seals. So once again, you can use this 6-in-1 multi-opening to open bottle caps, tab, safety seal, bag, alright, and it deals really well with plastic bottle cap and metal bottle cap. And what you can also do is put it under, like, if you have a cork that you need to flip up, put the edge or the end of it under there and just flip it up, like a beer bottle, right, as an example. Flip it up and presto, it works like a charm. It's very, very affordable. It is very, very sturdy. It's easy to store. It's nice and small. It fits very well in your hand. So that is my product review for this week. The 6-in-1 Clipper. Alright? Okay. Now for my book review of this week. And I will tell you straight off that I am a great lover of those authors, authors who have been with us in time, stretching over the decades, not necessarily in water, but an author, you know, it's an oldie author, okay? Alright, this one I'm going to review for you, my book review, is The Day of the Jackal by Frederick Forsyth. I have read many of Frederick's books, and I really enjoyed The Day of the Jackal. The Day of the Jackal is what I call a golden age treasure for your bookshelf. And you can read this book, you can really go back in time, you can really enjoy it. It's great reading for the summer. It's exciting, it's interesting. And what it's all about? Okay, it was written in 1971, so maybe I'm dating myself here, but there's no harm in going back to reading a book in the early 1970s. It's all about, you know, conspiracy, and it's all about, it's set in France, and it has an over 4-star rating. Okay? Alright. So, it's a spy novel, and it's all about this assassin who was sent to assassinate Charles de Gaulle, and how he almost succeeded with his mission. Okay? It is based on the true life attempts on the life of Charles de Gaulle. And it covers news in France during this era, okay? And Frederick Forsyth is also the author of a number of books, similar to The Day of the Jackal. But what makes The Day of the Jackal stand out is that it's very realistic. It's a true life story. It's a life story, a true story of someone who was sent to assassinate Charles de Gaulle. All the planning that went into it. Why this assassin was sent. Okay? So, give a read to this realistic book and send me your feedback. Tell me what you think. If you want me to review a book that you have read, let me know. Okay? And I would be happy to go look for that book, go look at the reviews, and, you know, happy to do it. I hope you enjoy The Day of the Jackal by Frederick Forsyth, because I did. Okay? Right, so we're going to end the show with two things. First, the mental stretch, and for this week, it's based on using the sense of touch. Okay? Like I tell you every week, my mental stretch is flexible, versatile, and extremely effective. It can be used for any length of time at a time, okay? For a minute, 10 minutes, 2 minutes, 20 minutes, 3 minutes, 4 minutes, 5 minutes. It's all based on what you want to do, and you are in control of the mental stretch. You are the captain of the mental stretch. And you can use my mental stretch at any time of the day. First thing in the morning, before breakfast, mid-morning, before lunch, mid-afternoon, before bedtime, as you're even lying in bed waiting to fall asleep, you could use my mental stretch. And it is based on the MIC principle. It's all about clearing the mind and the imagination of cobwebs and clutter, and sparking and stimulating your creative juices. My mental stretch is extremely effective when dealing with anxiety, with stress, with a bit of depression. And, you know, if you're in a time crunch and you're saying, oh my God, I don't know what to do, just engage yourself in my mental stretch using any sense that you can think of. Sense of hearing, sense of smell, sense of taste, sense of touch, if you're using the sweet, or the sense of sight. Okay? See how flexible it is? See how easy it is for you. My goodness, if you have stretches for other parts of the body, it's time to have a mental stretch. Alright? So for this week, the sense of touch. Okay. How about going out there and touching fresh cut grass? Now, you might be saying, well, you know, it's kind of hard for me to go out there and touch fresh cut grass, but you can use your mind and your imagination to, you know, think of it. You can simulate it by using your mind and your imagination with the sense of touch to think of fresh cut grass. How does that feel? Fresh cut grass is nice and short, cool to the touch of the fingertips or to the tips of your toes. Okay? It's cool. It's fresh. Also smells great, fresh cut grass. You're using the sense of touch and the sense of taste. Oh, not taste, oh my gosh. Sense of touch and the sense of smell. Okay? Go out there and touch the trunk of a tree if you can, or imagine touching the trunk of a tree. The trunk of a tree is nice and strong. The trunk of a tree may be a bit prickly to the touch, but it sure awakens your fingertips, I'm telling you, because I've used it often, especially so in the first thing in the morning or during the evening time after supper. You go out there, if you have access to a tree, touch the trunk of a tree. Nice, strong, thick. A bit prickly, so just be careful when you run your fingertips along the trunk. Or imagine what I'm telling you. Use your mind and your imagination to touch the trunk of a tree. The exterior of a picnic basket. You know what? This particular suggestion is going to awaken. Use your sense of touch to touch the exterior of a picnic basket. It's not only going to awaken your sense of touch, it's also going to awaken your sense of sight and your sense of smell. Okay? If you can't have access to a picnic basket, use these three senses. Sense of touch, sense of smell, and sense of sight. Right then, this is the end of my show for the 4th week of July, where I did a book review, The Day of the Jackal by Frederick Forsyth, who is a prolific author and has written so many other books that we really need to take the time to get to know Frederick a little bit better. Use The Day of the Jackal to start your familiarization with Frederick Forsyth. And I also reviewed a product, the 6-in-1 multi-opener, which you can use for bottle caps, broken bottle caps, jars, seals, bags, anything like that. You know, it's a very, very flexible opener. It's very easy to hold in your hand. The grip is very easy. Easy to pour, easy to clean. It's very effective, especially with those beer bottles when you want to flip up the cork. Just put the edge of the bottle opener under the edge and just flip it up. and it's good for metal bottle caps and plastic bottle caps. Right then, this is it for me for this week. End of July week. Fourth week of July. Folks, have a great rest of the day, a great rest of the week. Thank you, Victor. And I will see you in the month of August. Take care. Stay safe. And bye for now.
Tune in every Wednesday mornings at 10:30 a.m. Eastern, 7:30 a.m. Pacific, for Ask Donna on Whose Blind Life Is It Anyway?